fall Saturdays. The air is crisp. The game is on. Your friends are here, and you're outside on grill duty. The Home Depot knows missing the game is not an option. Thankfully, the Traeger Timberline XL Grill is here to help you play defense and make the most of every Saturday. First up, we've got fans to feed, and the Timberline XL is a real crowd pleaser. It can bake, smoke, sear, fry, and saute, so you can feed everyone at the watch party. Whether you want sweet, tangy ribs, jalapeno poppers with a smoky kick, grilled street corn, or some classic buffalo wings, this utility player can do it all. And with Wi-Fire tech and the Traeger app, you can monitor your smoker temp, meat probes, and pellet levels all from the comfort of your couch. So you can watch the game, not the grill, and never miss a moment. Defend your game time with Traeger and the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
First time in the college football playoff, 12-team college football playoff era, we have two top five teams going at it tomorrow. Number two, Georgia, at number four, Alabama. This is Amber Neen on the road on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and SiriusXM Channel 80. Good to have you aboard. My pal is Rashad Jennings. I'm Jonathan Zaslow. I am live here in Tuscaloosa. I'm very big in Tuscaloosa. We are at Innisfree Irish Pub. And Rashad, let me tell you something. If you didn't know that the Tuscaloosa fans, the Alabama students, the alum, if you didn't know that they're fired up for the game tomorrow, I mean, get a load of this crowd here at Innisfree Irish Pub the night before the game. Rashad, it is slammed in here. How are you, pal?
Dude, I'm amazing. I am absolutely amazing. I'm geared up and ready for this big game. Everybody wants to see it. You got two of the top five teams, without a shadow of a doubt, going at it. This is good. This doesn't feel like no, hey, it's just college football on this week. Nah, this is the college game this week. Everybody's gearing up to see this. Make sure you have your hamburgers ready, your hot dogs, whatever kind of food you like, because it's going to be a good one.
Be a part of Amber Neen Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Call us at 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. It's not college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper. College football, it's a pepper thing. So I'm live here in Innisfree Irish Pub in Tuscaloosa. We are right down the road from Bryant Denny Stadium, where tomorrow, 7:30 p.m. Eastern on ABC, we have Georgia, we have Alabama. This place is slammed. And look, I don't know if you know how time zones work, Rashad. You know, on the East Coast, it's 7:05 p.m., but right now over here where I am, I'm behind you. You're an hour ahead of me, so no spoilers. Don't tell me what happens over the next hour, but it's only 6 p.m. East, 6 p.m. Local time here, and this place is slammed. I mean, it's so college. So, number one, it has me reminiscing what that used to be like when I was in college many, many moons ago. But also, for someone like yourself, all right, when you're playing football at Liberty, Rashad, and you were a big man on campus when you played, right? You were a big deal there.
Yeah. I was a man.
Yeah, so in a place like this, it's Friday night. Maybe not necessarily a Friday night, because if you're a player, you got to really be getting ready for the game. You don't want to stay out later, that kind of deal. But if you were to come by on Saturday nights, like after your game, a bar that's slammed here right across campus at Liberty University, are you able to do that? Like, can football players come to places like this? I feel like they're rock stars in this city. You can't go out at a place like this.
Yeah, man, setting the stage for me to answer that question. Now, if I was at University of Pittsburgh, I have to answer one way. Liberty is dry campus, you know, but it handled it differently. But I tell you this, though, after a big, hanging out with the fans, the friends, family, and you go out to eat, whether it's before the game, a day or two before the game, or maybe it's right after the game, and you have a great game. Now, here's the fun thing as an athlete. I tell everybody this, like, it's really an interesting dichotomy, and if you like psychology, you'll enjoy it. If you play well and you're in a restaurant and everybody knows you played well, The aura is absolutely amazing, man. The food tastes better, people are nicer. Actually, they will tip you for sitting at their table. But if you go out there and stink up the field for the program and you dare to come inside of a restaurant and ask for a sandwich, it's going to come out half-tail every time, I promise you.
Now, you got to stay home. It's ramen noodles that night if you didn't play well. You're staying home.
It's ramen noodles for sure. And you're going to take notes and watch it on TV. Stay off social media. All right. Barely check your text. You know, you got to go to the other phone, the family phone only.
These people here are fired up. I'm live here in Tuscaloosa, in its free Irish pub tomorrow. It is Georgia at Alabama, number two at number four. You know, Rashad, I get the sense, like, it feels to me like an NFL game. And yeah, what I mean by that is there's so much talent on both sides of the football. So many potential first-day draft picks on Georgia, on Alabama. These are two, you know, if you were to pick out two of the most prestigious helmets right now in college football, Alabama, Georgia, like, this is a big-time helmet game. And on top of it, how about Kalen DeBoer? New coach for Alabama, big shoes to fill Nick Saban. How do you like your first ever SEC game? Rashad, you're Kalen DeBoer, and your first ever SEC game is hosting the Georgia Bulldogs. Come on now. That's big time.
That is big time, man. And it's a lot of – I mean, that's what he came for. That's what he came for. I mean, listen, they didn't bring him over because they didn't think he was incapable. Alabama knows their roster. Alabama understands who they need to run their roster. They need somebody who they feel is a player's coach who can come over, understand the NIL system, be friendly to that, and also continue to move the players and shift them in the right program in Alabama. Now, both of these teams are combining offensively between the first three games, 250 points total combination between Georgia and Alabama offenses, and their defenses combining only allowing 44 points. So something has to give, something has to break, and I'm not sure which one it is going to be because this is going to be a fired-up game,
wait.
But I tell you, it's going to be fun to see it.
I can't wait. I am very excited. It's my first time ever here in Tuscaloosa. You've been here to Tuscaloosa one time. You played the Senior Bowl here in Tuscaloosa, right?
Yeah, one time. '09.
Or maybe is it Mobile? Is it Mobile?
Mobile.
It's one or the other. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
Mobile.
So listen, that counts, all right? I don't want to offend anyone here in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah.
That counts, all right? Let's just say that you've been here. So you've been here before. I've never been here. I'm very excited. Of course, tomorrow we have college football tailgate where we're going to be live inside the Airstream studio right outside Bryant-Denny Stadium. I can't wait to see how the folks here in Tuscaloosa get down. So just to explain how huge, real quick, if I can give you something real quick, Rashad, how huge this game is tomorrow. We know these are two monster programs. They have dominated college football over the last 10 years. Kirby Smart is, for the most part, considered the best coach in the game right now. Well, Georgia, since 2021, is 45-2, all right?
Dang.
Kirby Smart. Georgia is 45-2 since 2021. Rashad, do you want to guess who put the 2 on the right side of that column right there?
Tell me, man. Tell
Alabama.
Me who
are...
Oh, my God.
Alabama. 45-2, and both of those on the right side, the 2 is Alabama both times. So while Georgia has dominated the college football landscape, Alabama has dominated Georgia. We have a big one tomorrow, Rashad. This will be a lot of fun. I can't wait.
And they got the number. It's so many things elevated around this game that you can't miss it. I'm telling you, I want to see which quarterback is going to play better. I know they're talking about potential Heisman for the two. I'm interested to see if Milroe, he continues his two touchdown passing to join in with Cam Newton, Nick Fitzgerald, Tim Tebow, and Johnny Manziel, who's done that consecutively. I'm excited to see if the coaches pull it off. I mean, you know, Bama, Georgia, listen, there's going to be country artists all over the place. We know this is one of the biggest country artist scenes. This is my kind of football, man. I cannot wait to see how the atmosphere is and who when it kicks off. That little time right before you kick the ball off, from that little moment, it's going to be excitement until 60 minutes is up.
He's Rashad Jennings. I'm Jonathan Zaslow. I am live here in Tuscaloosa in his free Irish pub. That is the site tonight of Amber and Ian on the road. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Coming up next, what does Alabama, a dog at home, what does Alabama have to do to essentially pull off the upset? We'll tell you next. Amber and Ian on the road on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes in detail.
Finding the right employee for your company is tough. One wrong hire can be a major setback. You're not alone if you face this. A recent survey by Robert Half shows nearly half of hiring managers readily admit to making a bad hire. Luckily, there's a solution. With Robert Half's specialized recruiter's experience, combined with our award-winning AI, you can have the right skilled professional in place quickly. We understand what it takes to build winning teams because at Robert Half, we know talent. Discover how we can help at roberthalf.com/talent.
Live here in Tuscaloosa, Innisfree Irish Pub. This is Amber Nian on the road. Number 2, Georgia at number 4, Alabama. Tomorrow, that's a 7:30 Eastern start on ABC and ESPN+. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. He's Rashad Jennings. I'm Jonathan Zaslow. It is bouncing here already at Innisfree Irish Pub. It's packed. They're getting ready for the game tomorrow. I can't wait. We do this show here. We talk some football, Rashad, for a few hours. Then I'm going to get loose tonight. And then, of course, tomorrow, 10 a.m. Eastern time, live from the Airstream studio, we're going to be right across from Bryant Denny Stadium as we have college football tailgate. Joining us now here on Amber and Ian, Ryan McGee is our pal. Of course, you hear him every Saturday morning. Marty and McGee, tomorrow, you guys, you're at Oklahoma at Auburn. You got a pretty good one yourself there, Ryan.
Yeah, they're going to really be loving us tomorrow morning when we're sitting here in Auburn and we're talking about Alabama and Georgia. it's their two least favorite topics in the world, and we're going to be sitting, Marty and I are going to be sitting on the set talking in front of a live audience. But yeah, no, I'm on the other side of the state, and this whole state is buzzing, man. I just was with the Oklahoma team as they were checking into their hotel, and they're ready to get going. This whole state is going crazy.
Yeah, right. So I had mentioned just a little bit earlier about the combination of these two teams, man. Combining in the first three games, offensively, they've scored 250 points collectively. Both offenses and both defenses collectively have allowed 44 points. So something has to give. What do you see giving? What do you see giving? What's going to bend in having one of these teams win? What's going to be the kicker?
Well, I mean, you nailed it. I mean, the reality is that Carson Beck's numbers aren't bad, but they certainly aren't Heisman favorite good, which is what a lot of us had him at the top of our list going into the year. And then on the flip side of that, Jalen Milroe, he's really good. You know, Marty and I, they sent me to Georgia on Wednesday all day, and Marty went down to Alabama, and Marty was telling me about watching Jalen Milroe practice and said that he was running the ball a lot. And when Marty asked him about it, he's like, yeah, we're hoping that these big defensive ends at Georgia that are so good, he goes, they can come around the end all day because I'm going up the middle. And he said it. So I think Jalen Milroe is the X factor, because when I talked to the Georgia staff, what Kirby Smart said to me on Wednesday morning was, he said, we are so familiar with Alabama, and we are certainly familiar with Jalen Milroe. We're familiar with half that roster because they're all back from last year. And they're certainly familiar with going into Tuscaloosa and playing at Bryant Denny. But they're not familiar with the coaching staff. You know, Kalen DeBoer and these guys, they've got three games of film at Alabama. They're doing a deep dive into 2 years at Washington and even going back to Fresno State video and then talking to the coaches they know that have faced these guys. And so I know for a fact Kirby Smart spent a lot of time on the phone over the last 2 weeks with that off weekend with Dan Lanning. His former assistant coach is now at Oregon. And he knows Washington very well. So it's the X factor is two things. It's Jalen Milroe, who we all probably can agree is the best athlete on the field on Saturday. And then the other X factor is, if you're Georgia, what you don't know in this coaching staff. Are they going to pull something out of some playbook, from their NAIA days that you don't know? We won't know until the game starts.
We got Ryan McGee here with us. Marty McGee, of course, you can hear every Saturday morning. This is Amber Nian on the road. I'm Jonathan Zaslow along with Rashad Jennings. I am live here in Tuscaloosa tonight and tomorrow for Georgia and Alabama. So, Kirby Smart, you spent some time around him, around the team, Georgia Bulldogs this week. We know that in a huge game like this, whichever coach loses, there's a harsh reaction the next day from the media, from the fan base. Which coach, if they lose this game tomorrow, is the reaction less harsh?
Well, listen, the good news is, and I thought we're saying this too much, but it certainly is the case with these two, is that in the 12-team playoff era, you know, this doesn't eliminate you from the playoff. Now, what it does, it makes the sheet of ice under your feet much thinner. But for me, the psychological devastation for Georgia and for their fan base, if they were to go to Alabama and lose, and it's like, damn, here we go again. We can't beat these guys. It doesn't matter who the coach is. It's not a Nick Saban problem. It's an Alabama problem. I think that would be the biggest blow. So I believe that Kalen DeBoer can lose this game to the team that was the number one team in the nation all the way up until this week. I think he can lose this game if it's a close game, right? If it's a good game, if they hang for four quarters, then I think that the Alabama fan base is going to be like, okay, you know what? You could probably do this job. So I think that the blowback won't be as hard for Kalen DeBoer. If they lose the second game, that's when all the we hired the wrong guy stuff will start. But they can lose this game and that won't start yet.
Right.
Brian, so big talk, Alabama versus Georgia, obviously we know that. But they're number two versus number four. So that puts two teams between them. Are we saying that Texas and Ohio State are better than them?
Well, I am so reluctant always because I've got a lot of scar tissue of how many years I said this is the year Texas is going to make a run, and they didn't do it. But last year, they set themselves up for this year, and they look really, really good. Steve Sarkisian is a guy that, quite frankly, as a coach, I wasn't impressed with when I first interviewed him at USC. He's not that guy anymore. He's got his life together. He's got his football together. He went to Nick Saban rehab in Tuscaloosa, went to Axel rehab, and now he's doing great. And so I have a lot of confidence. And listen, Ohio State had had a better offseason than the Eagles. The who they went and got and the money they spent and the roster they put together, it completely blows me away. So talent-wise, I think Ohio State is the best roster. And momentum-wise, maybe Texas, you know, has more momentum right now. So, yeah, I don't have any problem with them being mixed up in there.
Ryan McGee here with us. Marty McGee, of course, you can catch Saturday mornings, 8 a.m. Eastern time on SEC Network to tune in to Ryan and Marty. Now, tomorrow night, we know if you're at the game in Bryant-Denny Stadium, it's going to feel huge. It is a huge game. But when the 12-team college football playoff was announced, you know, there were some people who said, you know what, the regular season, maybe it's going to matter a little bit less. Do you feel like this game has been devalued at all?
I mean, devalued on paper, on the spreadsheet, when you go back to what I said a second ago, which is that, you know, you could lose this game and still be in the running for the playoff. But I don't believe that anyone I talked to in Athens believed it was devalued when I was there on Wednesday. And I don't believe that any of the people I was on an airplane with this morning flying into Alabama from all points around America seemed to think the game was devalued. So I think, and I don't think there's going to be a lack of emotion tomorrow night. And plus it's these two teams. They never played during the regular season. If they ever play, it's for a championship. It's for an SEC championship or a national championship. And so I don't think this is devalued in any way because the reality, too, is, you know, you look at – I have said this all year long. Georgia's schedule is awful. And, you know, I was talking to the Oklahoma team not 2 hours ago, and their schedule's bad. Everybody talked about it. Florida's schedule's bad. Everybody talked about it. Georgia's schedule, to me, it's not just the fact that they play so many – highly ranked teams, Tennessee, Texas, Alabama, it's their rivals that are kind of sneaky in there, right? They play Auburn next week, and they used to always play that game in November, and they had to go to Kentucky. They got to play Ole Miss. So I think that if they lose this game, we could be talking about a two-loss Georgia team or even worse when we get to the end of the regular season. So the reality is you need to win your games to be in the best position to possibly win a championship. And so I don't think nothing's devalued tonight, no, or tomorrow night. No, not to me.
Great job as always, Ryan, Marty, and McGee. 8 a.m. Eastern, Saturday morning, SEC Network. Thanks so much for hanging out with us tonight, Ryan. Enjoy the game tomorrow.
Appreciate you.
Hey, appreciate y'all. See you later.
All right. And Rashad, he's right. You know, you look at the games coming up here. I mean, real quick, he mentions there, you got Auburn. Obviously, they still play Florida in Jacksonville. But Georgia, they still have to go to Texas. They got to go to Ole Miss. They got Tennessee at home. I mean, everybody knows the SEC, it's a brutal schedule. But, man, the road games here are so tough for Georgia. And it starts here tomorrow night, 7:30 Eastern, ABC and ESPN+. Coming up next, can Georgia pull off something they haven't done since 07? This is Amber Neen on the road on ESPN Radio.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like UNTUCKit or Allbirds, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling, on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout UNTUCKit uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/network.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/ESPN pod and use code ESPNPOD for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ESPNPOD and use code ESPNPOD at checkout.
We're live in Tuscaloosa from Innisfree Irish Pub, right down the road from Bryant Denny Stadium. Tomorrow, it's number 2 Georgia, number 4 Alabama. Very rare, the Crimson Tide. Very rare, Rashad Jennings. He's Rashad Jennings. I'm Jonathan Zaslow. This is Amber Neen on the road. I mean, it's rare enough, Rashad, for Alabama to be a dog in a regular season game. But yeah, how about a home dog? And I don't have to say regular season game because it's never been such thing until this year for there to be a playoff game at home. But a home dog for the Alabama Crimson Tide, that doesn't sound right.
Yeah, it doesn't. And just to clarify, he's not talking about hot dogs. He's talking about being an underdog, y'all.
That's right. At home,
again, 113 consecutive home games in which they have always been the favorite to win. This is the first time in a very long time in which they're the underdog. And I don't know. And you know what? We have to go back to Zass real quick. You remember Nick Saban said that what about that rat poison or reverse rat poison?
Yeah.
And here's the situation, so I'm sure he's somewhere smiling to see that Alabama's the underdog right now.
I think there's a lot of rat poison out there because, listen, I'm on Bama. I'm leaning. I'm not going to give my pick now because everybody knows at the end of the show on College Football Tailgate live from the Airstream studio, which is tomorrow 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern time, that's when I give my official pick. But I look at Alabama, and I'm like, there's a lot of rat poison out there. People are on Alabama for tomorrow. So, again, Rashad, I'm telling you right now, don't ask me for my pick tonight.
Guys, do
I
not
might
tweet
ask
me
you,
to
I might ask
him.
You. No.
He's not going to do it.
Don't direct message Rashad. Don't tweet him. And I don't want you asking me. I'm going to brush you off, Rashad, and that's rude, but I got to do what I got to do. I'll give my pick tomorrow, and that'll be late in the show. Now, Georgia comes in here. Georgia, Alabama, arguably the two most dominant programs, really, in the last 10 years. Former Georgia quarterback Aaron Murray, all-time leader in SEC passing yards, all-time leader in SC passing touchdowns. He joins us here on Amber and Ian on the Road. Aaron, thanks a lot for giving us your time tonight. Excitement level as a former Georgia quarterback, excitement level for you for tomorrow's game is what?
I would say a 10 out of 10. You know, anytime you play Alabama, and you know, I think Georgia's still trying to figure out a way to get that monkey fully off the back. You know, we felt like we did it with the national championship, and then, you know, come back and Nick Saban still finds a way to, you know, to take advantage and beat Georgia and kind of show obviously why he is the greatest coach of all time. So it's just, the record has not been good over the past 15 years, and Kirby Smart needs a big one to come tomorrow night. So, no, man, this is going to be one of the best games of the season. It seems like we're probably going to say that about three of Georgia's games this year, whether it's going to Austin, Texas in a few weeks or going to Oxford, Mississippi in November. There's going to be a lot of really good games, but, you know, these two brands and these two teams, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, a lot of questions are being asked about is Alabama under with Jalen going to be able to perform well against this stout defense that's only been allowing 100 passing yards a game. But on the reverse, Georgia's offense, they got a lot of work to do. Georgia's offense only put up 13 points in total against Kentucky just a week ago. Is that a concern going into this game, going on the road, having the last taste in your mouth, only putting up 13? Or how do you think that'll pan out for the Bulldogs?
I mean, I'm big-time concerned. There's no doubt about that. There's heading into the season, Georgia fans and myself thought, like, okay, this is going to be the year where some playmakers emerge on the outside. It feels like it's been a decade since Georgia's had, you know, a dominant receiving core, you know, multiple guys that you can kind of rely on. And, you know, Brock Bowers is still a tight end. You know, you can call him a flex guy or a hybrid, whatever it is, but he's still a tight end. You know, Ladd was great. Ladd was banged up most of the season last year. So you didn't really get the production that you thought could have been last season from that, you know, receiving core. This year they return a couple guys that, you know, they got in the portal a year ago. They went out there and got the Colby Young. They got the kid from Vanderbilt. So you thought that there would be this progress, and just haven't seen anyone really emerge as a superstar just yet. So I think, you know, you got Carson Beck. You got the offensive line. I need to see someone take that receiving room, you know, kind of take the bull by its horn and say, hey, I'm receiver one. Like, I'm a guy that Carson can rely on third down situations, red zone situations. And, you know, this would be the perfect opportunity going against a very young Alabama secondary to see if someone can kind of, you know, like I said, make some big time plays vertically down the field to open up this offense a little bit. That is, you know, been really more dink and dunk and not, you know, not seeing the vertical passing game, which, you know, Carson's able to do really shine just yet.
We got former all-time great Georgia quarterback Aaron Murray here with us. This is Amber and Ian on the Road. I'm Jonathan Zaslow alongside Rashad Jennings live in Tuscaloosa for the game tomorrow. We're at Innisfree Irish Pub. We're right down the road from Bryant Denny Stadium. Now, Aaron, how did you prepare the night before a big-time game like this as the quarterback? All eyes are on you. Tons of pressure on the quarterback. Like, Jalen Milroe, Carson Beck, what are they going through tonight before the big game?
I mean, listen, both these guys have played enough big-time games where I don't think they're, you know, not getting sleep or not eating their dinners or any of that. It is, you know, hey, go over my notes, do what I need to, you know, kind of keep my routine as normal as possible. You know, do you do a little bit more during the week? 100%. Like, there's no doubt that, you know, any player will, you know, maybe see the trainers a couple more times, watch a little bit more film, take some better notes, you know, in preparation for this game. But, you know, come Friday night when the game plan is installed, you've watched the film, you've done everything, you've done the reps. At this point, it's just like, hey, man, review a couple things. You know, obviously we both had Mike Bobo as our coordinator. So, you know, what Coach Bobo would do for me, you know, about a decade ago was, you know, put together a tape of all the, you know, cut-ups from all the coverages we were going to see, all the blitzes we were going to see, kind of organize them based on the, you know, the play. So 2x2 plays, 3x1 plays, third down, red zone. And I would just go through that cut up. I'd watch all the, you know, I'd get a play, you know, watch it versus every single coverage we were anticipating, every single blitz, kind of go through, you know, what I would do in that situation on that given play. Bam, watch that, go to the next one. So I'm sure it's very similar right now with Carson and Jalen of, you know, watching that last second tape, making sure that everything is nice and buttoned up with their checks, and, you know, they'll be ready to go come tomorrow night to go out there and hope to execute at a high level.
Yeah, it's not every day we get to talk to somebody who is the all-time leader of a university, 13,166 passing yards, also threw over 300 yards 14 different times. So I want to ask you a little football questions just so the people at home can kind of walk through your mind. Which one do you feel more pressure on? Obviously, the operative word is more pressure on it. Fourth down and two for a go-ahead win. Fourth down and two for a go-ahead win. Or third and long, and you know if you punt, you're playing against somebody who can move the ball quickly. Which one do you feel like you would have more pressure on? A fourth down and two to end the game, or third and long, and you know you're going to have to
play somebody? Oh, I'm definitely going third and long in that situation. Fourth and two, I would say still somewhat advantage offense. There's so much you can do, especially if you're an athletic. You got an athletic quarterback. You can run it. You can quick hit it. You can, throw something intermediate. Third and long situation. If they start dialing up some pressure, and you got to be able to, buy enough time to allow a guy to get open down the field. Just a little bit harder to execute. So, man, give me that fourth and two. Give me a few options, especially in today's world, man. These offenses nowadays. Quarterbacks have 3-4 options, whether it's some sort of RPO, run it yourself, throw it in the flat, throw a slant, throw quick out, whatever it may be. That if you're a good enough offense, I take my money to be able to convert that fourth and two.
Aaron, you got two teams here that have played a ton recently because of circumstance, but they're not like natural rivals because they're not on the schedule, the regular season schedule, every year. So where does, I guess it's a rivalry. Where does the rivalry with Alabama rank for Georgia these days?
Yeah, I don't see me personally. I don't consider it a rivalry. I only played Alabama once, and I was at Georgia for 5 years, 4 year starter, Richard, that first year obviously. And the only time I played them was in the SEC championship game. I think it's two elite programs at the moment, obviously, that have played a lot over the past 6-7 years because of, being in the championship game. But, I think of rivalry as like some sort of hatred, like Georgia-Florida, Georgia-Auburn, Auburn-Alabama, like stuff like that, right? Where I feel like there's a some sort of respect of like two elite programs kind of looking at each other, giving them a week, like, oh, you're pretty good. Oh, you're pretty good too. Like, let's go out there and just see who's a little bit better, in these ball games, whether it's a game in Atlanta for the SEC championship or national championship. If we've seen them kind of dueled out multiple times over the past 5 or 6 years. So I don't know. I mean, some people consider it. I really don't. I just think it's two really good programs, very well coached, elite talent on offense, defense, special teams, all that. And, as we've seen for the past decade, it's usually turns out to be a four-quarter ball game that comes down to the very last minute.
Aaron Murray, former all-time great Georgia quarterback here with us, and you could hear him on the call tomorrow night, 7:45 p.m. Eastern, ESPN+, LSU, South Alabama in Baton Rouge. Aaron, excellent job. Thanks for hanging out with us. Oh, I'm not going to let you get off so easy. Give me a score for tomorrow night. Come on now.
Oh, man. I'm going to go 31-27, Dogs win.
Mm. All right. You're on the record. There it is.
Nice.
No takebacks. Aaron, excellent job. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight.
Appreciate you guys. Have a great one. Have fun in Tuscaloosa.
There you go.
That's Aaron Murray,
former Georgia quarterback, and like Rashad said, all-time leader in SEC passing yards. Not Peyton Manning, not Matthew Stafford, not Eli Manning. No, Aaron Murray. Aaron Murray, leader in SEC passing yards and leader in SEC touchdowns. Let me give you a quick update here, too, Rashad. The big weekend for college football begins right now in my hometown. I'm 305. I'm in South Florida. That's where I'm based out of. And the Hurricanes, the number 7 ranked team in the land, they are hosting. They just got going a few minutes ago. They are hosting Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech on Miami's first possession of the game forced a fumble. And on the ensuing drive here, or I should say ensuing possession, wide open, deep to the 1 yard line, Virginia Tech scores. So pending the extra point, the Hokies are going to be up 7-0. The extra point's not pending anymore. It is good. So that's not play-by-play. No one has to get mad. I know that's illegal. I didn't do play-by-play. I waited. It's 7-0 Virginia Tech there early in the game, Rashad. How about that?
Now, Zass, I'm sure the fans, they love your predictions. Or would you be willing to give a prediction on that one or nah?
For the Canes? Absolutely. Don't get crazy. I only hold off on my prediction until the end of college football tailgate based on where we are. So don't waste my time asking me who I'm picking for the game tomorrow night. I will give it to you at the end of the show tomorrow. I do it in front of the mass people that are watching in front of the Airstream studio. I don't get fazed. If I want to pick Georgia tomorrow in front of all the Alabama fans, I'll pick Georgia right in their face. If I want to pick Alabama, then I'm going to pick Alabama and everybody's going to cheer. I will not be fazed. But I have no problem picking other games for you. I think the Hurricanes are going to wind up blowing Virginia Tech out tonight. That's a rough start, but hopefully the Canes, they get their act together. Now, Mike Urinaga, our program director here with us, he is saying that I'm, of course, 1-3 on my picks. That is completely false. I'm 3-1 on my picks. There's a major difference, Mike, between 1-3 and 3-1. All right, how dare you? I'm 3-1 on my picks so far this year. All right, and of course, tomorrow, the big one, number 2, Georgia, at number 4, Alabama. That's at 7:30 Eastern on ABC and on ESPN+. Coming up next here on Amber and Ian on the Road, a little sound on, sound off. That's next on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
This episode is brought to you by Iams Pet Food. When you choose Iams dry dog or cat food, you can see a difference in your pet with your own eyes. Healthy energy in 5 days, healthy digestion in 10 days, and healthy skin and coat in just 25 days. Satisfaction for you and them. Guaranteed or your money back. Feed Iams dry dog or cat food and see a visible difference. Visit Iams.com/difference to learn more.
Traveling to see your fave sports team is cool, but traveling with Amex Platinum for the big game is even better.
Right this way.
With access to dedicated card member entrances at select events, you can skip the line.
And one.
And with access to the Centurion Lounge,
he shoots a three.
You can catch the next game on the way home. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex. Card member entrance access not limited to Amex Platinum card.
I'm 3-1 on my picks so far. How dare you say 1-2? My name's my name, all right? I'm 3-1, Rashad.
3-1, big difference.
My name's my name. Can't go out there and say I'm 1-3. He's Rashad Jennings. I'm Jonathan Zaslow. This is Amber and Ian on the Road. We're live at Innisfree Irish Pub here in Tuscaloosa. Now, I got here last night, actually, Rashad, because I wanted to beat the weather. You know, I hopefully everyone who's listening, if you've been impacted, I've seen pictures, I've seen videos. It's rough stuff, all right, especially on the west coast of Florida, even into Georgia, a little bit here in Alabama, too, on the east coast of Alabama. We're more like northwest here in Tuscaloosa, so it's rough stuff. Hurricane Helene, we don't like her, and hopefully everyone who's listening, you're managing the best that you can. All right, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. If you're looking for a career you'll love with flexibility, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces, come join their growing team. Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. Let's get to a little sound on, sound off.
They said it, but what did they really mean?
What are you trying to say to us?
Sound on, sound off with Amber and Ian.
All right, let's bring Cam aboard. He's filling in tonight, producing the show. Hello, Cam.
Hey, Zaz. Hey, Rashad. How y'all doing?
What's happening?
Good, good.
All right, guys. Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow was asked about his leadership in the locker room yesterday after starting 0-3. Here's what the QB had to say.
Maybe a little more vocal. I'm usually a lead by example kind of guy, but I think I could pick my spots. Say some more things. So find those spots this week.
Why do you think that could be beneficial?
Well, we got a lot of young guys that we're counting on. I haven't really been here before, so have them hear my voice a little bit might be beneficial for them. I don't know.
All right, so Rashad, does Joe Burrow need to step up as a leader, and are the Bengals the best 0-3 team still remaining in the NFL?
Two questions. One, does he need to step up as a leader? Yes, and he needs to start off by not saying might and maybe. Those are not leader quality comments. I might could do this. I maybe could do this, so I would say no. And just to keep informed, since 1990, there has been 162 teams that started off 0-3, and only 4 of them made the playoffs. I don't see him being one of them at all. So as the best of the 0-3 teams, I don't consider them the best of the 0-3 team.
Yeah, you are what your record says you are. If you're 0-3 – You're not a good football team. I do think that Joe Burrow's getting a little bit too much heat. Like, for instance, this past week, they fell to 0-3, losing 38-33. I'm not exactly sure how Joe Burrow putting up 33 points is not a good job. All right, he wasn't playing defense, allowing 38. So I'd settle down a little bit on the Joe Burrow criticism, but that Bengal team, they kind of stink. Go ahead, Cam.
All right, Zaz, yesterday Justin Fields was asked about him being listed as QB2 on the website for the Pittsburgh Steelers and gave a very short but straightforward comment. Here it is.
You're starting, but you're still listed as QB2. I mean, is that something that you care about at all?
A listing on a computer site? Nah, I'm good.
All right. Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin still hasn't officially named the starting quarterback for the Steelers, but Zaz, is this Fields' job, or will he have a possibility to start next year in the future as well?
As long as they keep winning. And I got to be honest, I don't normally get critical of the media questions. That's a weird question to me. Like, who cares that he's listed? No, who cares where he's listed as number two? Who cares what he's listed as? Mike Tomlin continues to say he's our starting quarterback this weekend. That's all that matters, Rashad.
Absolutely, man. Listen, if your head coach says you're the starter, you're the starter. And if your head coach says you're not, you're not. Right now, he is 3-0, just to keep you in mind, the opposite of Joe Burrow. So, Justin Fields, that's his team right now. There's no reason to change it up.
All right. The Eagles are playing a team that knocked them out of the playoffs last year, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who are 2-point favorites on the road. Here's our own Randy Scott on Carlin versus Joe today, talking about the Eagles getting over the hump.
It could get very dicey.
Feels like it, right?
Yeah, it's also the optics of going back, deja vu, scene of the crime. It's where your season ended last year. What have you learned?
Oh, that's right.
What have you learned? If you go in there and you get beaten by the same script, if you get beaten by the same plays, by the same guys, if you don't show Nick Sirianni that you've made the adjustments necessary to at least not catch the same demoralizing beating that you got last season, that everybody stewed about for 5 months after that loss, then what are you doing?
All right. No Devontae Smith, no A.J. Brown, and a beat-up O-line. Do the Eagles have a chance, Zaz?
This is a very, very big game for the Eagles. Because, well, I mean, for both teams, they're both 2-1. The loser's going to come out 2-2, and you're obviously not in a great spot. But I think there's some extra meaning to this game for the Eagles. I really do. They lost that game, that wild card game last year. They were 10-1 at one point last season, and their season ended getting smoked by the Buccaneers in the wild card game at Raymond James Stadium. And not only did they get smoked, the Eagles were the worst team in all of football that week. They would have lost to every single other team in the NFL that week. They were horrible. So I think it does mean something, Rashad. A, you want to avoid going 2-2. B, I think you do want to, get some of those demons out of your head going to Tampa Bay.
Yeah, and listen, if you can go in Tampa Bay and get a win, which I highly doubt the Eagles can soar themselves to do, simply because the better team on the field is Tampa Bay. They're at home. Baker's found his own way as a quarterback now in his own right and field. You got two good running backs over there, two good receivers, a good tight end. Like, I don't see them going to Tampa and winning that game without their two major weapons on off the side of the ball. So, no hump will be over on this Sunday.
Excellent job there, Cam. So, we got some – look, we're here in Tuscaloosa, Innisfree Irish Pub. We got Alabama and Georgia. I'm very excited for this game tomorrow, but – a lot of NFL action we got to cover, all right? Last night, the Dallas Cowboys, they sneak out of Jersey with a victory. I got to be honest. I don't know
it
how good the Cowboys
are. Sure.
They really did. And I'm not, coming down the mountain with the tablets telling you that I don't think the Cowboys are any good. But, man, you're struggling with the New York Giants there. Let's get more into that. Have the Cowboys, are they bringing us back on the bandwagon after last night's win? This is Amber Neen on the...
So good, so good, so good.
Justin and so good. Thousands of winter deals are at Nordstrom Rack stores now. And that means thousands of fresh reasons to rack.
Because we get the latest trends for way less.
I've been looking for these.
The best deals go fast.
Save big with up to 60% off Sam Edelman, Sorel, Free People, Cole Haan, and more cold weather finds. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Road on ESPN Radio.